Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Weiler is growing. Let's go in-depth with Nigel McKay, sales manager at Weiler, Knoxville. Well, Nigel, what does Weiler manufacture?
We have a wide range of products. The Weiler branded products is all asphalt-related equipment. So we range from a tack distributor would be the smallest piece of equipment that we make, 250-gallon distributor that distributes the tack that's put down typically in a commercial application prior to asphalt being laid. From there, we move into our small commercial paver. We actually just acquired a new line of pavers. They'll be called the Power Box, and they're a gravity-fed paver. Those will complement our current production paver, which is the P385. Late in 2014, we went to full production in our P385A, and we've really grown our market share. We've had a record year in sales in that market. From there, we move into the windrow elevators, which actually pick asphalt up off of a windrow pile and distribute the asphalt into the paving machines. From there, we get into our road wideners. We have four different road wideners. We'll have a new model of the W530A, which has been our best-selling model. We'll be upgraded into the A model this year. Then we move into our large material transfer vehicles. We have the E1250A and the E2850. Now, both in the road wideners and the MTVs, our largest two products, we are the market share leader and have been for the third consecutive year. So we're really proud of those numbers. We also make some compaction equipment, meaning rollers. And then we actually own the rear-mounted concrete mixer. And we've brought the drums in-house, so we're doing all the welding and assembly of the concrete mixer, and then we'll actually install them on trucks in-house, and then they'll be shipped from Knoxville. From a contract standpoint, we're still building the fast fusion machines as well as the Noram motor grader.
Most of us aren't going to know all of those things, but they relate in one manner or another to road construction, right?
That's correct.
And I'll never forget the day that you sat here and told me that it had been Weiler equipment that worked on the resurfacing of the Golden Gate Bridge. That was so cool.
You bet.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's that kind of work that your machines are getting into.
That's correct. Along with the Golden Gate Bridge, that was a very exciting project. One of the things we're looking forward to over the next year is the I-4 project, which is down in Florida. And that will be the largest infrastructure project in North America. And we'll have multiple Weiler machines that are involved in that build.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Nigel McKay with Weiler. You say you lead the market in several things and that you're growing. Can you give us some numbers on how much you're growing?
Sure. Well, this past year, we had a 20% growth in production. From a sales standpoint, we talk about two different types of sales. We have units that are shipped to dealers. We only sell through Caterpillar dealers in North America. And so we talked about units that get shipped to the dealer. We'll only build those units once we receive a purchase order. And then we talk about the actual retail units. And those are the units that the Cat dealer actually sells to the direct customer, so to the end user or the contractor. We've increased in both of those areas right around the 20% mark.
Wow. And so how does that happen? Is it a response to global demands, the economy's recovering, good salesmanship, quality product? What's happening to make that happen?
Yes. So to answer your question, it's really a component of all of those things. Some of the things that we've done in-house, as you know, we are an engineering-based company. We're very heavy. We have a heavy ratio of engineers based on our size and scope of manufacturing. A lot of our capital goes back into investing into equipment as far as machining centers, quality, all of our paint products, everything is just very quality, and the investments go back into the machining centers that actually build our machines. This upcoming year, we're going to have an additional 24 engineering changes to just our MTV line. So that's just for the material transfer vehicles. Two models will be over 24 different changes on those machines entering into the market. In the past, we've brought over 20 market-leading innovations into that MTV market. So if you think about that, we've really only been in the MTV market since 2007. We've brought over 20 new design ideas into the marketplace. It's kind of interesting. You see the competition lag behind about 2 years. As we put something on a machine, about 2 years later, they'll catch up and put it on. At that point, we've moved further ahead and added new innovations.
And is that a patent-involved process? Or?
Some of the innovations certainly qualify for patents. Currently today, I believe we have 6 patents on Weiler equipment, with several more in process.
With this growth, you must be hiring, promotions. Is that, well, that's my hope.
Yeah, that's the exciting part. And for me, being a hometown Knoxville guy, that's what I take the most pride in, is the fact that we've really grown our business over the last 5 to 10 years. Currently today, we have 14 positions open, ranging from assembly, welding, to machine techs. And then just in my department, in sales and marketing, we're actually going to be hiring for a marketing liaison. With that being said, Andy Adamchick was our marketing liaison. Andy's a Knoxville resident. A lot of people know Andy from around town. Andy's going to be now the Midwest Territory Manager and covering the Midwest. That is the 5th sales territory that we have now. Last year, we went to 4 territories from essentially 2 of us covering North America to going to 4 territories along with 2 product specialists supporting those positions. Andy's going to bring a lot of product knowledge. In his position as marketing liaison, he designed all of our literature, set up all of our trade shows, organized all of the customer events as far as customers coming into Knoxville. So Andy's got a lot of relationships and a lot of product knowledge. Along with Andy's position, Donnie Smith has came on board as our new product specialist. Like Andy, Donnie was an internal hire. Donnie's coming from maintenance, and Donnie will be traveling the territory all over North America. He'll be demonstrating our equipment, as well as providing training on any of our equipment to crews, and then auditing any equipment that may have been out with a contractor for several years, just doing follow-ups. And again, Donnie's a Knoxville native, so we're really, really excited to have him on board.
Well, and then a lot of jobs, it sounds like, too, in the plant, doing manufacturing work.
Right. We've had quite a bit of growth. I can't speak to the exact numbers of growth this year. As I mentioned, we've got 14 positions currently posted to add on to the Weiler team. We're well over 200 employees now. Again, very exciting number for us. Keep in mind that as we grow, we become more efficient as well. So adding 14 employees at this time of year is a pretty phenomenal number. As we sit here with a negative 25 wind chills outside, not a lot of people are thinking about buying paving equipment, but we're still growing and expanding our build schedule. And a lot of our products, we're into the summer months already.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Nigel McKay with Weiler. Well, what are your territories? I'm sort of interested in where you've expanded. And
sure. So, interestingly enough, we just kept it pretty simple, the way I like to do things, keep it simple. We divided North America into 5 distinct territories. Territories are based a little bit on past sales volume. We start with the Southeast, covering the Southeast, and the territories follow the CAT dealership territories. So each territory manager is responsible for a set number of CAT dealerships. So we've got the Southeast and Chuck West, who's located just south of Oklahoma City, covers the Southeast. The Northwest is covered by Josh Visser, and Josh is local. Josh lives over in Pella, and he covers all the Northwest dealers as well as a portion of Canada. Andy will be responsible for the Midwest, so he'll be our local rep, if you will, traveling down to southern Missouri, Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, and then he'll also cover Hewitt in Canada. And Hewitt expands across from Montreal to Quebec City, and actually they also own Atlantic Tractor, which is over in the Nova Scotia area. And then our Northeast territory is covered by Mark Conti. Mark lives out in Cleveland, Ohio. And then our Southeast, which has been one of our larger territories, it's a little more concentrated with paving equipment. And of course, this time of year, they're still able to pave in some of that territory. That's covered by Tracy Pendergrass. And anyone that's been around town when Tracy's been in town, they know Tracy. He's from Louisiana and carries a big accent with him. Lives in West Monroe, Louisiana, the home of Duck Dynasty. But Tracy's a lot of fun, and he's a real fireball. So we're really lucky to have everybody on board. And again, I'm looking forward to this year is going to be another huge growth year.
Any thought of overseas sales?
So we are overseas right now. We're on four different continents. Bill Hood, our vice president, takes care of all the international sales. Bill and I work very closely together on the North American sales, but then anything, Bill's also an engineer and been responsible for the design of a lot of our machines. A lot of our overseas sales, we're working hand in hand with Caterpillar to position those machines. Our first desire, though, is to make sure we're taking care of those North American contractors.
Now, this is probably getting out into territory that we might not want to talk about, but I have to be thinking there's got to be more expansion or maybe other Weiler locations. As one grows, one does one or the other, and it seems like there might be some aspect of growth into other cities.
You know, one of the common questions I get as we work with the CAT dealers is, you know, the dealers will say, hey, when's CAT going to buy Weiler? And our typical response to that is, well, actually, we've been saving our money, and we're thinking about buying Caterpillar next year. Of course, we're just kidding. But, you know, I can tell you that there's a lot of exciting news to come from Weiler. So keep your ear to the ground, and I think you'll be hearing about a lot of exciting things here in the near future.
Okay, so that's a very nice way of saying no comment.
That's correct.
All right. Well, that's great news. I mean, whatever, any kind of thing that expands out of this has to be great for the community.
Yeah, I, you know, it again, being a hometown guy, walking through the, walking out in the factory and seeing friends and classmates and just knowing the passion that goes into our machines, it really, I don't want to talk myself out of a job here, but it makes our job very easy from a sales standpoint because of the passion and commitment that goes into our quality products.
Being that you're asphalt based, as you said at the very beginning, I can't help but think with the price of oil below $50 a barrel that there's going to be a whole lot more asphalt being poured. Are you all thinking about that, or am I making something up?
No, you know, it's interesting. That's going to affect on the commercial side more than anything. So our small commercial pavers, our three different pavers that we operate with, and our tack wagons. When we see a lower price of asphalt, then you're going to see more commercial use of asphalt versus concrete. On the larger highway class equipment, we're more dependent on road bills and infrastructure money. And until we see a little more sustainability in those dollars, you don't typically see the large investments. We are talking upwards of $500,000 in some of this equipment. And so it takes a pretty good budget to go. As I mentioned, the I-4 project, that's approved, and that will be the largest infrastructure project in the U.S., and that's going to be 80% asphalt.
And so do you actively lobby? I mean, this whole thing about infrastructure and some of the things that you want to happen, it seems that there has to be some kind of a lobbying effort. Are you part of a consortium, or do you have somebody that lobbies actively just from Weiler?
That's a really good question. So we are part of the National Asphalt Paving Association, and then each state has its own state association. So we're also members of the Iowa Asphalt Paving Association. The associations do a great job of lobbying, talking about the benefits. Some of the things that we'll be doing this year, we're getting ready. The entire sales team will be in Nashville for the National Pavement Expo, and then we'll be in Baltimore for the World of Asphalt. And that's where you see a lot of the, from a political side, there's a lot of the political folks there that lobby and are always looking for ways to get asphalt worked into these budgets.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you'd like to share with the listening audience today, something I might not have thought of or didn't know enough to ask?
You know, I always encourage people to look at our website for current job openings for any of those individuals that might be looking for a job. We are, as I mentioned, we're looking to fill positions. I think talking to anyone that works at Wyler, they'll find it's a great work environment.
Thanks to Nigel McKay for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.